cutting. I'm just going to elaborate a little on one point that Devamita Maharaj made in his class, which you can listen to on articles. And it's about humanity. Here we are, intelligent creatures, smarter than all the other animals on this planet. We build airplanes, computers, improve our standard of living. Well, you could put that in quotes. And do so many things that other species are not capable of doing. And yet, in the process, we destroy our own habitat. We destroy the world that we live in. How smart? Isn't that smart? There's all these other animals. They're not as smart as we are, but they manage to live in a way that their life is sustainable. They don't destroy their habitat or their environment. But we do. So what's the use of that type of intelligence? And, of course, the answer is that, yes, human beings misuse their intelligence, and when they misuse their intelligence, their activities become irrational. They become dumb animals. We live in the world, exploit it, only to suffer ourselves. So, leaving everyone with a last thought, how much do we, me as the speaker, other listeners, devotees, how much do we contribute to this lifestyle? Or are we trying to lessen the burden, lessen the load on Mother Nature? Or do we think, well, I'm a devotee, I can do anything, but is that really the case? Why does Krishna say, no, you should set the proper example for others? And there are so many rules for devotees, rules of conduct and behavior for devotees, such as not being lustful, avaricious, living according to one's needs. These are all there for devotees. So it's a thought to consider, that are we also contributing to all the stupidity that mankind is perpetuating on itself and to all the other animals in this world? Hare Krishna.